This is Suma.
Giving you Shaded and Faded, the fucking podcast.
Presented by us, Noir Wanderlust.
Hey, guys. Hey. Say hi, they can't hear you.
Hi.
Hi, y'all. Welcome back to another episode of Shaded and Faded, the fucking podcast. I'm not introducing myself anymore because I feel like
you already know who this is. You already know what the fuck it is.
What it is. So, we are back with another episode. In the Indie Creative Network studio.
Week two.
We're happy to be back. And
is this our second Saturday or our first?
Our second Saturday. Is it?
Third.
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
No.
Last Saturday.
We recorded last Saturday.
Right. So it's our third Saturday.
Oh, shit. I guess. How's adjusting? Nah. We've been adjusting to New York City, guys. It's getting easier.
Yeah.
Let me take that back, because no, the fuck is not. Like, I literally still don't know what's going on. When I get off the train, I'm looking around like, where's my map? I'll pull it out immediately. Like, I'm making a left. I don't do it until I get out of the situation.
I
have to, like, get out of the situation and, like, remove myself from the fast-paced people.
Right.
Come to the side.
Oh, my God. When I was coming back from my orientation, this guy at the train station, he was like, who got a week pass? Who got a week? He said it like 50 times. And this other black man is just like staring at him. He's like, don't stare at me, brother. Let me see your pass. Like, why would he just give it to you?
Why would I give you my week pass? I actually bought one. And I'm not excited about paying $32 a week. So what I'm going to do is just get that $132
and go ahead and get it
cracking. Just get that fucking monthly. Like, I don't even, it's going to pain me to give over that much money for a fucking card. But it's literally, we don't.
If you lose that card, it'll be
fucked up.
That's
my fear. Like, if I lose it, I just lost $132.
No, seriously.
Oh, there's
a receipt. They give you a receipt? Oh, shit.
Well, all right.
Damn. I got to keep that receipt.
Check that right in the pocketbook, in the deep corner of the pocketbook.
I'm taking it everywhere.
Yeah. But no, it's, you know, it's getting easier. I think we just really been in Brooklyn this whole entire time.
Yeah.
I discovered another part today. Sheepshead Bay.
Yeah.
Random. Little too far for me. A lot of Jewish people. Cool. But it was like, whoa. It was like saturated with them. Like, yo, this must be really their whole neighborhood. Like, this must be just them only.
Yeah.
It had to be. But they had some bomb houses, though.
They did.
Like homes that you would see back, not in Arizona, but like for me, the Midwest. But
it was a Midwest thing, y'all.
It is. Anywho.
We did laundry today. I felt like real, like, New York, like, you know, two broke girls.
Yeah, Broad City meets black girls, meets two broke girls, meets real nigga shit.
And no, seriously.
Luckily, this laundromat is clean.
Yeah.
It was quick.
And the lady helped us.
Yeah, very efficient.
What do I do?
Wham, bam, thank you, man. Yeah. That's all I need. And it was not even expensive.
At all.
Like,
did you have to pay a dollar to go to the restroom?
I didn't even use the restroom. I'm not paying a dollar to pee. Like,
bitch, are you serious?
I live across the damn street. I walk up the block and just go use the urinal, ma'am. But thank you for helping me showing me how to get this damn card.
For real.
So, yeah, we did our laundry, y'all. I want to, like, since we're already, I had a great breakfast from one of the bodegas.
I got to eat my chicken.
Bodegas are amazing, which kind of brings us into the... What are the Caucasians trying to do?
I think they're called like Code Bros or something. I don't know what the fuck they're called.
No, they're naming it. They want to name it Bodega. So basically these two ex-Googlers, these tech people, Caucasians.
What are they called? Tech Bros?
I don't know. I know there was a white woman involved though. So would they still be Tech Bros?
There's a bro.
They do that type of shit. Yeah. One of the bros, one of the guys, whatever. Anyway. Where they want to get rid of all the bodegas.
They want to make bodegas obsolete and make vending machines.
In the bottom, like at the lobby of their apartments. Like they come downstairs and there's a big ass.
Bitch, you keep it in your fucking
apartment. There's like a big
apartment.
Ass cabinet. Like you would see at a hotel that have your toiletries and personals and shit and chips and Doritos for
That's
like $1.50, my nigga.
$1.50?
Why can't you use that same energy just to walk up the street to the corner? But you know the problem is They don't want to be around no niggas. They don't want to be around the Dominicans, the people of color, the Middle
East. The cats.
Yeah, they don't. It's just too much for them. But you moved over here.
Like, right, you came here. We didn't come to you. Why did you come here? Why do you
I just think it's just really disrespectful.
It is. Gentrification is out of control. Now you're trying to gentrify a fucking bodega.
And they trying to name it bodega.
No,
with the cat as their symbol, my nigga.
Are you serious?
Yes, like... The cat is their like little symbol and the name is called Bodega.
Oh my
God. When there's literally people, mom and pop, like this is people's survival. This is their bread and butter.
That's a lot of people's
survival.
And the
food is fire. Y'all not gonna give me my damn breakfast sandwich
at all
for $3.
You're not gonna make my gyro grilled cheese with extra butter.
Right, like Lucy's, cheap wraps. For my weed smoking.
For real, because like, Lucy's, they be like short or long. They give you the
option. They give
option.
You options. Like, come on. Like, there's so many things that you can get from the bodega that you can't get from. White people can never. It's just another way
plot
of them trying to take something that they never, that they didn't even create. Like, how do they right have the audacity to do that?
It's caucasity.
The caucasity
of it all is... What the hell is wrong with y'all? Why can't you just leave things alone? Leave people alone. Leave neighborhoods alone. Make something else that would be beneficial for you and others. Because a vending machine is not that.
For fucking like always maxi pads for $5.50. Like, fuck out of here.
I just went to the bodega and got some pads for like $1.
No, seriously.
Like
they have
80 of them in there. I'm like, damn, I still got these. My period been over.
Yeah, those are going to last you for the next couple cycles.
For real.
I don't know. That really annoys me, especially.
It's just offensive. That's
out
offensive
here,
as hell.
People who grew up here, like, we're new and I'm offended as fuck. Like,
no, seriously.
We have
I feel like I
we
know
have
them.
It's like a corner store. Anywhere.
Yeah,
we had them in Chicago. I know you have
you
them.
Have them in
from.
Sac. You have them.
You got them everywhere, and it's
except
just
for
like
Arizona.
No, they don't have any. They the South Side had corner stores, but it wasn't like literally corners.
Yeah, it's like street.
Yeah, like street. A random smoke shop or Circle K
or like 7-Eleven.
Wait.
Or like
they
a,
actually don't
like a
have corner
store.
Stores.
No.
They actually don't have corner
it's
stores.
It's like a liquor store.
They have liquor stores. Mm. Yeah, you just go into the liquor store, but you don't have like a we can get some food and shit. Fuck no.
Hell no. People anyway, eat like hot dogs from Circle K in Arizona.
You know what? The fucking
the
rolls.
Taquitos.
Yeah, the steak and cheese taquitos. But y'all nasty.
But
as
QT
well
does have some fire
they,
ass
they are
egg
bomb
rolls. I'm not
they
gonna
are
lie
bomb
to you.
QT is good quality. You go
good quality.
Clean
it's
one,
clean.
Yes.
You know, they're nice.
Shout
there
out to QT and them
QT
slushies
is.
Damn, that was loud. Yo, that wasn't me.
Was that me?
Yeah. Yeah.
Nope. Nope, I ain't got no text. Did nobody text me?
Me neither.
What
the
hell?
Fuck is going on?
Oh, was that you?
Oh!
I'm like, what the hell?
What the hell is going on? Oh, that's our producer in the back, Brian. He's just, Brandon, he's just chilling. Sorry.
Just chilling.
His phone just went off and interrupted us. No,
started
but yeah,
us all.
I want white people to leave bodegas alone. Leave everything
or just
alone.
Go inside one. Like, ain't nobody
just,
gonna fucking
so,
say shit to
so
you.
They're so scared. They're so frightened.
Like, I don't want it.
It's just
first
so loud.
Off.
It's so a lot of people cussing. There's alcoholics. Duh.
Duh. What the fuck? It's probably crackheads in here, too.
Like,
mind
it's a liquor
business
store. Like, there's liquor here. There's food here. There's cigarettes here. There's blunt wraps here. There's everything here.
There's
like,
niggas here.
Dominicans. Indians.
Them poppies. Indians, right.
They, it's like, it's annoying. I don't.
Arabic people. Like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Speaking of. Okay.
Sorry.
Well.
I'm gassy when I drink beer.
Another one. I mean, we might as well just get all the white people shit out the way. Because, like, they're exhausting. We must have just go through the fucking list. What's her name from ESPN? Do you tell them about that?
I think how to say her name is Jemele Hill. Mm-hmm. She didn't lie. She said Donald Trump is a white supremacist. And it's true. She didn't say it on air at ESPN. She just said it on her Twitter.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering. Was this like live or she tweeted this?
Yeah. She was like, Donald Trump is a white supremacist. And
who's the white bitch that's trying to get her fired?
Sarah
Huckabee. Something.
Sarah Huckabee.
I don't like her name.
No one likes her name. I don't like her face.
I don't like anything about
her. She's doing what Sean Spicer did. Remember
yes.
Sean Spicy?
Yes.
He was hella spicy. Remember when he told April, don't shake your head at me. Like, bitch,
yes.
I will shake my head anywhere.
Not everything. Not in no, shaking no. it. No. Everything.
Stupid bitch.
Spin on it. That's my favorite term. Is spin to on give it. Spin on it, bitch. So she says
she's like, that was so disgusting. She needs morals. She should.
She says she needs morals.
She didn't say that.
Oh, I was like, well, damn, they got a lot of motherfucking nerves.
No, she said that it's a fireable offense,
and but it's not. It's not.
And on top of that, that's kind of illegal for her to say that. Like, bitch, you work for the White House. That's a government. It's like you're a government worker.
Yeah.
You can't tell someone that they can't say that this man is a white supremacist, number one, because he is.
He is. It's clear.
Like everything that
white. It's so obvious.
If you look up the definition of white supremacist, Donald Trump is a fucking white supremacist.
He is. It's like obvious. Like his actions, everything that's been happening, like prior to his presidency, right now. Him being, he's been this way like way
his
before.
His whole life.
Yeah, way before.
His dad was a white supremacist. He a white supremacist.
His granddaddy was part of KKK. Right?
I thought it was his dad. It was
his dad.
And his dad.
That's really close.
When his dad was like renting out shit, he would put C for colored for black people who were renting from his properties.
And he never paid them. Remember how Trump? Oh, that's Trump.
No, Trump didn't.
Never paid all his employees, right? Like
he
a
didn't.
Lot of Mexicans and blacks.
Yeah, yeah, he didn't pay his employees and people who went to his fucking university.
He's a dirty ass white man.
He's real dirty. Yeah, he's
like
bottom of the barrel type person. Like as a human, he's just pure scum.
And I love how Jamil. I'm sorry, sis. I can't pronounce your name. Miss Hill, ma'am. How her coworkers was like, nigga, please, we rock. That's loyalty. That's what we do.
Right. And especially
that's how
like,
we are as a people, nigga.
We come together. No, she's not apologizing. And first of all, people are like, good, she apologized. No, she didn't. She said that she's sorry if ESPN felt a type of way. I'm not sorry that I said that. And no one's sitting up here saying that he's not a white supremacist. They're just like, why would you say that?
Right.
You just didn't want to hear it out loud.
He is.
Like, people don't want to hear that they baby daddy weak as fuck.
Right.
But
they
know he is.
And when they know your nigga ain't shit. And you know it, but you ain't want to hear
it.
You
don't
want to
hear that shit.
You don't want to hear it.
Like, Donald Trump is, first of all, this man just said I didn't even know they had a Category 5 hurricane. Like, bitch, are you fucking stupid? We learned that
he's
in like
really an idiot
when Twister came
like,
out.
Girl, one of my rest in peace to the guy from Twister. I forgot his name in real life. The white man,
John Ritter,
is that his name?
He died.
Yeah, I know he died. I know that name died. Twister was literally one of
Twister's
my favorite.
Twister's good. Oh, that man from Twister.
Yeah,
yeah, the main guy.
The main guy. He
yeah,
passed
he
away.
Did
was,
pass.
Yeah.
He passed away shortly, like
yeah,
a year ago
like
or something.
Yeah, like a year ago. Yeah,
like he was. That's
he
a
died
good
into.
Movie.
And he only he got into like a. accident
yeah
or something.
I remember that
it wasn't nothing like he was sick
it I
was
thought
like
it was natural
shit.
Causes
Mm-mm.
Oh
definitely wasn't natural but rest in peace to him
R.I.P. Twister's a good ass movie.
Twister's a great movie
and honestly the fucking president of the United States could learn more about natural disasters by watching Twister
oh my god
than clearly he has in the 9,000 years he's been
alive. Who like he's a fucking vampire like he's
no,
been here
he's
for so
like
long.
A spawn of some weird
he is.
Shit.
Ugh, like a white what do we say like a white random like a yeah. something from the northern oh you said they from the slums
were, I didn't say
you guys. Swamp people
oh they
yeah,
are
the
yes
Trumps are swamp people.
The Trumps are from some sort of swampland like where Gollum lives that's where they come from they just are they come from like swamp people or like some mucus
ugh,
you
flim,
know do
flim.
You remember from Matrix them pods that they say that we're in that is what they are made in you know the like some goop some sort of goop have you seen Super Mario
I
Brothers?
Hate goop so much
you know
yes.
Super Mario Brothers
yes.
Okay remember when the dad the king was in that thing like
yeah yeah
that's
where
they
came from.
Come from shit like that they're hatched you know
yes not normal, not humans.
From a petri dish.
Speaking of natural disasters, Irma is over.
Devastation.
That shit fucked up Miami.
So
oh,
people.
My Lord. I've never seen Miami look like that mm-hmm. in my life. I ain't never been, but still.
But, you know.
The streets was flooded. You know, I think it's really, I do like what that Oprah had that telethon. They raised a lot of money.
Hella
Miss Tina Knowles raised a lot of shit. Cleaning supplies, yeah, clothes. Yeah. Beyonce did her thing. Trey.
Beyonce said so many
Trey,
things.
Is it Trey Truth?
Trey the Truth.
Trey the Truth. He did his thing.
She said, represent the Trey.
Oh. She's so Houston. I love it. She but is. No, that hurricane came through.
Devastation.
The few people I know in Florida, I'm happy that they're safe. I finally talked to one today. I'm like, finally, nigga, there you are. I
was he's like, okay. Yeah,
like, where the fuck was you at?
He was probably like, I was just been sleeping.
Chilling. Out grinding, doing the usual. Because niggas in Florida is like, that does not faze them. Hurricanes nothing. Don't faze
we
them.
Still have to go to work.
Yeah, like, we still got shit to do. But, and shouts out to Serena Williams.
Her beautiful baby.
Her little girl is so beautiful. Alexis Olympia. You see how she named her Olympia, her middle name.
Wait, what the fuck? There was a fight. Sorry, yeah. There was a fight on a football team, on a football field, like a high school football field, and they just pepper sprayed all of them. Sorry. I do see her baby. What's her baby's name?
Alexis Olympia. Doesn't that have something to do with tennis?
Yeah.
Or like a championship?
I think so, yeah.
It sounds like it. Yeah.
Olympia, like, obviously.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Anyway, the little girl's cute as fuck.
She's hella cute.
I like how she put the arrival of her, and then she put total Grand Slam wins one. Because technically she was pregnant. Like, so you cute. Were definitely pregnant so out there cute. Whooping ass.
Kicking that girl's ass. What's her name? Maria Povich?
Sharpova?
Sharpopovich.
Whatever her name. She gets, I said Povich. She beats her like every year. She's been beating her since we were teenagers. Since no, I was a little
seriously.
Girl.
No, seriously.
Since Serena and Venus were they like teenagers.
They let it go,
bitch.
Then
they had the beads.
The braids and beads.
The braids and beads.
Honestly, did those ever like hit them in the face?
I'm sure. Like, I'm sure they had.
And they
to.
Had hella beads.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Like all the way up the braids. Remember?
I hated that shit.
Me too. Like, get. Just, you just it's need stiff. Like two or three.
You don't need a lot. Like, you just come at the end with some foil and you just. That's how I know. That's all I know.
You get a rubber band.
Oh, a rubber band. Yeah. Whatever works. So, yes, congrats to her. I think
we
she's
love you
so
Serena.
Beautiful. And another, huge congrats to Rihanna. On Fenty Beauty.
Yes, yes.
I've heard nothing but great things.
Honestly.
Sis. Nothing but great
every
things.
Single YouTube video, tutorial, I
they
watch.
Love it.
They love it.
I can't wait.
And everyone's so wait. Excited. Like, ah!
Everybody like, it's just so bomb to go into a store and see all the black girls.
Yeah.
Like, hovering around.
Yeah.
Like, girl, what's your color?
The dark skin. All the
especially the darker girls.
Yeah.
Like, they,
the
like,
the darkest
finally.
One. Because there's this girl, I can't remember her name on YouTube, but she's, like, really, mm-hmm. like, beautifully dark, like,
yeah.
cool. And she was like, this is perfect. Like, she cried a little bit. Like, I felt, like, so happy for her. Like, we out here.
We out here.
And then,
Riri
like,
got, she got 40
she had
shades.
One. Did you see the girl who has who's albino?
She has one for no.
She said my neck finally matches my face with makeup. Like, oh my God, I'm about to cry, bro. Like, I'm so happy
Yo,
for everybody right now.
Rihanna is 29 years old and she's a little mini mogul. Like, she's a mogul. She has a makeup
no, she's
brand.
A mogul.
She's a mogul.
She's like, an amazing foundation.
I heard nothing but great things. Sarah yeah. told me that it sits well. You don't even need finishing powder. You don't need to blot it.
I'm buying
bitch,
that
shit.
Bitch,
the shit just stay.
She said the blotting paper also is for rolling paper. Like,
my,
bruh.
And that, sis, that alone.
That's how I know you a real nigga.
You a real ass nigga. A real ass smoker at that. And I appreciate it. I love it. I can't wait to buy. I'm cashing the fuck out.
I'm buying
right now. I can't, but
right.
when I get a check
or when I get a nigga who want to buy me, my birthday yeah. is October 23rd.
No, for real, I'm getting the foundation. I need the highlight.
I need everything. I need that.
I need that highlight. Everything.
I need that highlight.
I want it all.
Do you know I will be walking down the street with that highlight, like beam, beam,
beam, beaming on niggas,
just beaming.
Yes, I'm Woo. Just so excited for Rihanna.
She
finally
need to come
black
out with some
girl.
Eyeliner.
Oh, that'll be next.
Yeah.
I think this is her because right now, this is off the shelves.
Yeah.
Then all them, you see how everybody's like.
Scrambling.
Yeah.
Listen.
Mercy,
Mac
burn the
burn the files.
Grab everything. We need dark colors. Fucking losers.
Black girls wear
black
makeup
girls
too.
Really do wear makeup. Ah, we stopped at caramel. We got to go deeper than coffee.
They
we gotta
do.
Go deeper than
deeper
cocoa.
Deeper than mocha.
Deeper than mocha. We got to get like, in there. Like, nigga, we come in a lot of shades.
We really do.
A lot of different
I
undertones.
Think that some people think black means
yeah,
like
just
black.
Black. Just black. Like that's it. You got the white girls with all their little peachy ass.
Right, like alabaster.
Ivory. A peach. And then black girls is like caramel and mocha. Yeah. Like,
this
okay,
is
this
not,
is way too light. This is
and this way,
way
too
dark.
Dark. Right. And this
or
is,
it's just like not dark enough at
all.
Like,
this is
what?
Hella ashy on
oh
me.
My God.
growing is ashy. That shit just pisses me off. Or then it'll be like, they'll tell you, like, you're this color. I'm like, no, the fuck, I'm not color.
I don't get help from anyone in Sephora unless you're black.
You have to be black.
I don't seek any help from no white people. No. Tell me
don't
shit.
Don't say nothing to me.
I don't care if you are a professional makeup artist, because I've had some professional makeup artists still match my color wrong. Still have me out here look like a goddamn fool walking around thinking I'm popping. I'm like a fucking mess. If you're not black,
don't say
even
shit.
Approach me.
Because my undertones, this girl's like, your undertone is blue. No, it's not.
You can literally see the yellow.
Don't
like
put
the
no fucking blue on me. I'm a black girl. Don't put no blue on me like what Beyonce said.
Don't do that. That's not flattering.
My undertones are red and yellow, baby girl. Cinnamon.
Cinnamon as fuck.
I'm cinnamon as fuck.
I can fluctuate. Yeah, yellow, red, whatever floats. I can do lighter. I can do darker.
Right.
Really
I can
matter.
Do deep.
Now
I
that winter's deep. About to come, it's about to go even lighter. So I'm about to be yellow as shit out here.
I'll be a little more yellower. But listen.
I can't wait to buy her stuff. Like
me either. I can't wait till she has like more shit, like eyebrow shit, eyeliner,
lipsticks, lip liners. Oh, I'm waiting for lipsticks.
Because I still have my Ruby Woo. I have like a little.
Ruby Woo was the shit.
Oh man,
when that came out,
she got to come out with some nudes. She about to break the fucking mold.
She is
again.
Now here come ugly ass Kylie.
Well, we have what is it? What's she called?
What's hers called?
Mocha Madness. Or
hers
something?
Called Brown Sugar.
Oh no, bitch!
And she used Justine Skye as, of course, the main model to model it. She came out with something that quick. Then next you know, here come CoverGirl. Then here come Estee Lauder. Then here come Dior. Where was y'all hoes at before this?
Because NARS been doing this, and so has MAC. And
yeah,
so
that's why they can chill.
Yeah, Barry Sanchez.
They don't have to scramble.
NARS, they don't have to.
Because they got the shit. Because
they already been doing
that. They
already
been doing it. Like, it's not the... And like somebody said on Twitter, it's not the fact that Riri's the first one to come out with all these colors. It's just like... It's her execution, how quick she came out with them. She had it prepared.
And on top of that,
she has
40 stocked.
Shades.
She
has
stocked for 2 years.
So all you raggedy hoes on Twitter talking about, y'all didn't see, she didn't sell out. Where's
the
support?
She didn't need to.
Because she's smart.
She's smart.
She's a smart girl.
Like, you're an idiot. Your fave could never.
Never. But right after Kylie Jenner
and they
tweeted
don't even
that,
be in stores.
She
her shit ain't
it.
Even in stores, is it?
Who?
Kylie's. Can you go to a
no,
store?
No, you have to order her
See,
shit.
Ain't nobody got
or you
time
can go
for
get
that.
The bootleg, which she's so upset about, but you still
or you can get it from Amazon.
What?
The bootleg, yeah. It's
oh,
like,
the bootleg, yeah.
It's like $12.50.
Yeah.
She has some nice like lip colors, but sorry, girl.
They're lip colors that I can get somewhere else.
Yeah, I could just go to
like, I'm not going to ever support her. I don't give a fuck
no,
what color
she will
has.
Never get my money.
I will definitely support ColourPop. I want to support
I love
her. ColourPop. I love
Karrueche. Because I
want
to, yeah, Karrueche.
Tyler Hart.
She has some more stuff too.
She does. The rose, it's like a rose edition. Like a rose.
Yeah. It's like Karrueche rose or something.
Rose
or rose or something.
Yeah, it's real cute.
Yeah, I'm buying her
but
shit.
But no, I'm not supporting that hoe. I don't really give a fuck about the Kardashians. So I will never, ever purchase any Kylie Cosmetics. Because what she has, I can literally get from a black owned
no, seriously.
Product. That's probably better.
Or NYX. And
or just just somebody else. Like, just not you, bitch.
Never you.
You don't need my money.
No.
You don't deserve it.
At all.
Bad enough that I be scanning the channels and I see your ugly ass.
I feel bad for her.
I don't. I don't feel bad, though, for my homegirl, Cardi B. Ooh. I'm so happy for
what
Cardi
if she came
B.
out with some shit, like a makeup line? I would support
Yo,
the fuck out
she,
of it.
Cardi B, congrats on the 7 nominations for BET Awards. She's number 2 right now on the billboards. She about to get that number 1 spot.
She is.
She about to kick Taylor Swift right off. Taylor Swift is number 1 right now. You know
I've
how,
never even heard
you
the
You know
song.
How white girls get for Taylor, nigga. She's going to be number 1 immediately because the white girls the fucking love her. What's that song called? We played it last week. What would you do? How do you feel?
I don't trust you or something. Revenge.
No.
I know the video. She was angry.
Look what you made me do.
Yeah. I said revenge.
Revenge. I don't fucking know. But no, Cardi has 7 nominations. I think she's going to win at least 4 or 5 awards. I really do.
She's going to win the majority of
I do.
Them.
I really do. She looks beautiful at the Diamond Ball. What a princess. I'm just so... Her glow up is like... We talked about her last week, but y'all, her glow up is so
fucking
inspiring. She,
like,
inspiring.
We remember her.
Because every week, every day, she's doing something that's like, damn, Cardi. So,
like, look at you.
I'm just so happy for her.
Me
like,
too.
We know her. Like, you at she's the like Diamond Ball. You got a gown on.
You got and her nails are still popping.
Still popping.
Still hood as fuck. I love you, girl.
Fashion week. You want Offset looking cute as fuck.
Looking like a beautiful ghetto love story. This is like a ghetto Cinderella.
I love it. I want them to like date for a long time.
I want them to get married.
Yeah, but I want them to date for a minute. No, you know what
like
I mean?
Like 3-4 years.
Like 4 years, like be together.
And yeah, also Beyonce and Jay-Z type shit.
Exactly. Grow it out. Y'all both, they both still real young.
Yeah, they are.
They are young as fuck.
Yeah, he's hella young, isn't he?
Yeah, they're both like 23.
You do your thing.
And they're really rich and successful. Oh, so it's best they just date. Just don't even take, don't go no deeper.
But Cardi don't be playing.
No, she don't.
And she doesn't, she, I heard her on
and I think
service.
He knows that. I think
yeah,
he knows
that's
that.
Why he's
she's
always,
a real bitch.
Yeah,
and she literally just was like in these streets 2 years ago.
And she'll probably kill him.
She's fresh out.
She seemed like she would kill a nigga. You know what I mean? Like really like beat him the fuck up.
Like she would fight.
Like you know how like when a nigga be sleeping, you like broop, broop, broop.
Yeah, just randomly.
Just sock on him.
Just, I mean, you
just
because
he's sleeping peacefully. Just kidding. I don't support domestic violence.
I don't either.
But sometimes you
gotta just knock him right up in his
just
shit.
Just like, oh, sorry.
Like, oops.
I was sleeping.
My bad. I sleep wild. But, okay, so, yeah, I love her. Shouts out to Cardi. I don't agree with Nas and Nicki. Have you heard about
Ooh.
What's going on with that?
I'm not trying to be a hater, but here's the thing. They're not equally yoked.
No.
She need to be with somebody like Safari. Like, I'm sorry.
I don't or even Meek know what Mill. Nicki needs to be with because I feel like all her relationships
and
be
I feel
fugazi.
Like she's a lesbian, but.
You do?
Yeah. She's definitely gay.
I mean, I think she likes, she would nibble. She's a carpet muncher at times, but I don't know if she's like a full lesbian.
Anyone who wears like a 30-inch fucking weave or wig and they're like 5'2 is a fucking lesbian. There's no way.
I know a lot of people who are that short who wear long weaves and they like dick.
Yeah, like 32 inches?
Yeah. I know somebody right now with 32 inches. And what? She's literally my height or shorter.
But is
that,
she?
Yeah, that doesn't, I don't, I've never ever heard that being meaning a lesbian. So I'm going to let you have that one.
No, well, Nicki Minaj is a lesbian to
I
me.
I think she likes both, but I don't really know about her. Her relationship seemed really false. I think Nas is just having a good time. Mm. He probably hit that.
She said that they don't have sex. She said she's not having sex for like a year.
I don't believe women. I don't believe bitches. I don't. I don't believe it.
I believe. I don't know. They just don't seem like they're having sex.
I don't understand.
What? How do they meet? Like,
well,
why?
The industry just.
Oh,
together.
I remember. She was in that video, wasn't he? In
oh
that video.
Oh my god!
Of hers?
What video was that?
She like robbed him or something.
Okay.
Didn't she in the video?
No, I don't know.
I'm pretty sure.
Oh. See how much I don't care about Nicki's music. I don't even know what.
I don't know the song.
I don't listen to her at all. What's the last song she put out? By herself. Yo, when was her last album? Nicki, what's going
the
on?
The Pink Print, right?
The Pink Print, that deluxe shit.
Yeah.
Stupid.
Beyonce was on a song, I remember.
Wasn't it?
Feeling Myself.
Yeah, Feeling Myself.
Was that a Beyonce song?
That's Nicki Minaj.
Oh. Yeah. I thought it was shit. A Beyonce song.
That's actually, I really like that song.
Yeah, that was a good album.
That was a good album.
She had, no, she had like four good songs on there.
I was like, I don't even know the album. I just
I
know
think
that one,
one
song.
Girl is, one song is called like Trini Dim Girls or something. I like that
yeah,
one.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
And then
cool
she
song.
Had one, Big Mama or Big Daddy with Meek Mill.
Oh, Big Daddy. Yes.
Yo, bitch, call me Big Daddy. Daddy.
That's my shit.
I like
shit.
That song.
Yeah.
And then she had one with Ariana Grande, which
boo.
Was good.
Why? Why boo her? I don't like anything pop. I hate pop music. Today's pop. I don't know what's going
what's
on.
What's today's pop?
I still listen to NSYNC.
Me too. And like, Backstreet Boys.
Yeah, like that's my listen, era.
Black
pop.
And
like
Blue
Christina,
was a crackin' ass
Britney,
fucking...
you know.
I don't feel like Christina, she's more like R&B.
But she,
me.
But back then, they
oh, it
her
was
a pop
popular.
Princess.
Yeah.
She was a pop princess. It was
didn't
her
have a
and
few,
Britney and Jessica
few.
Simpson and Mandy Moore. But Mandy Moore was literally like in and out.
Yeah, because your love tastes like candy
yeah,
or something.
Like candy. Yeah, she was like, she was in the Beetle, the red Beetle
yeah,
car.
I thought it was
when,
a yellow one.
It was yellow. I wanted it so bad. Like, oh, I want a bug car so,
so
badly. Oh, my God. Because
remember, they just like, they were more futuristic.
Yes.
But
yeah.
Now the newer ones are even better. They I got mean, convertibles, too.
They getting out of control. Mm-hmm. I was going to talk about Kay Michelle having random twins, but
is
she's
she married?
Really not important. I'm going to just erase that from my list.
Is she a married person? What?
She's supposedly engaged to a doctor.
I was just getting ready to ask
right?
you. Is he black?
Yes. And they are doing a surrogate. They're getting a surrogate to have twins.
Because she probably can't have a baby.
No, but she has lupus. Yeah. She came out with that. It was this whole story. I just read it. She has lupus, so it's fucked up her fertility.
Oh, that's
so she has that son, but she can't really have no more kids.
I'm sorry, Kate Michelle.
So I still don't fuck with you. I still think you're a trash bag.
Because I was gonna call you a fake ass Keisha Cole, but
she. Oh my god.
She's a wannabe. Like she's a wannabe Keisha Cole,
and that's not really anything to you. You ain't Keisha. Never.
That's it. But you know, like she tries to act.
She does.
You know,
she does.
Like I have a fucked up.
I don't like Kate Michelle, but that sucks. You know,
it does suck that you have lupus.
I hope you get better.
But you have a badass fucking attitude.
Yeah, change that. Because more people will have sympathy for you. No, seriously. I'm still like, I'm still going to call you Kroger back, Michelle, because you're fucking rude.
But she's mean as fuck. And she doesn't understand, like, why people don't like her.
Right. I can't stand people like that. You don't understand why people don't fucking like you.
Like, you know, you fucking know why people don't like you. You're hella mean. She's a mean-spirited person.
Oh, my God. I wanted to talk about fucking Bow. Wait, I'm about to find that quote.
I'm about to go on his page.
Can you look it up and read it? Because that shit, he described the entire relationship.
He's a fucking idiot. What's his name? Shadmas?
I guess, girl. He want to be grown these days.
No, he doesn't.
He think he's an adult. He don't even look like one.
This nigga said,
and I quote,
I don't want a relationship. I'm so mad he put an exclamation mark. Like, you fucking idiot.
Yeah, just calm down.
They hold you back. I want a best friend I can sleep with, make love to, hustle with, get money with, travel with, shop with, club with, and live life with. I want a partner in crime, a life partner. Someone that I can laugh with and build with. A woman I'm not afraid to lose because I know they'll always be there. Relationships are played, but a partnership I'll take.
So you in a relationship?
Are you an idiot? You fucking dweeb. Like, he's a twerp to me. Like, he is the definition of a twerp.
Slugger. You fucking idiot. Like, I want to give him a noggin. Like a little,
like a noogie. Yeah, like,
get your dun- I go, kick him in the ass. What's the noun? Stupid.
Dummy. What the
like,
fuck?
Like, he literally, you literally.
A relationship is a partnership. You fucking idiot.
You just describe a relationship. Club with, shop it, fuck. Live with,
make love with, build with, understand. Like, this is a relationship. Are you stupid?
And you know what? It's the sad part. There's women that will be like, okay.
Yeah, I absolutely agree.
I get it.
Bitch, you're a dumbass.
So you just doing whatever. You giving him the thick, what is it? Don't, why milk the cow and why buy the cow when the milk is free?
When the milk is free, yep.
That's literally what you're essentially doing. If you're a woman, you're like, that's
no
cool.
Seriously,
I get that.
No,
nigga, please. No. I'm your woman.
Yeah, you're my boyfriend. I'm your girlfriend. Like, this is a relationship.
That's it. Like,
the moment that we had sex, we're in a relationship. You're out of your fucking mind. Any person that you build with, you're in a relationship with. What are we building for towards if we're not in a relationship?
Why do you want to get money together if we only friends? Why do you want to club and go shopping and travel and live together if we're only friends? You fucking idiot. That's why Bow Wow is still single. No, his baby mama will never probably get back with him because she's a grown up. Because
he's a fucking idiot.
He's so childish.
And you're 30.
You're 30 years old.
You have a daughter. You imagine somebody telling your daughter, I don't want a relationship.
But I want to do this. I want to do this. I want to give you babies and shit.
Right.
Because like, niggas would do that. They give you all these, they pump all these fucking babies out of your ass, get you all wifed up, you know, a situationship, but there's really like no security. You're
not going anywhere.
You're not like,
you're
you
going down fast.
That shit is crazy. Bow Wow is a fucking moron.
Basically what he's saying is he wants to do all the things that a relationship encompasses, but
yeah.
He doesn't. I don't think he wants the title of saying I'm in a relationship, because you probably want to fuck other bitches.
Exactly.
He
wants to. That's what a lot of men do. They like to keep it loose.
But the
like,
thing,
there's no title, so technically,
right?
You're not
technically,
my girl.
You're not my girlfriend.
Technically, I can fuck with whoever. But
you can, and I can fuck whoever I want to as well.
Oh, but they don't see it that way.
No, they don't.
Ooh-wee.
I'm single, but she's not. And
girl.
Baby girl, listen to me.
Girl.
Fuck all of these niggas.
Girl.
Do what you want to do.
I had this nigga tell me, I'm a man, I'm supposed to mess up. You supposed to be straight. Like, you can't.
Excuse me?
Don't do what I do.
Excuse me?
Let me take a sip of my ice. Nigga, what? I remember I was just like.
You're an idiot.
Every nigga I've dated, everything is mutual at all fucking times, nigga.
Please believe me.
Just don't get too comfortable ever.
Don't you ever.
Oh my gosh. Like, it's just so weird. Like, Bow Wow wants all of that. But if a woman say, can I get a ring? Are we talking about marriage? Are we talking about this? Are you even fucking your fucking girlfriend? And it's like, oh shit, now you
chill. No, you're asking for too much.
Chill. Oh, okay. Like, I thought we were just chilling, having a good time. We are just chilling. Why are you asking all them questions?
And on top of that, I got another date to go to.
So I'm going to go ahead and get ready because I got a date. Because I'm out of time for this.
You do you. Text me on the flippity fly.
And I'm out of here.
For real.
I don't understand.
Don't let these niggas try and tell you that they want an open relationship. And then when you do this shit.
And that's not what you want.
Right.
Don't do it.
Don't do it.
Don't do it. And it's like, I wish, I can't stress this enough. Like, men, I need more niggas to really believe women when we say we don't give a fuck.
At all.
Or we don't
care. Or just tell the truth.
Or just tell the truth. Like, you fuck with somebody else, so am I. We're dating other people. I promise you, she ain't gonna be mad.
At all.
All I ever want out of any I'm talking to, just keep it 100%. I promise you. Because I'm gonna do the same exact thing.
Yes.
I'm gonna let you know, yeah, I fuck with you, but I'm also about to be out here dating other niggas. Yeah, I'm still single. Like,
I don't know what to tell you. Do what you want to do.
It ain't no commitment.
At all.
And I'm not ready for no commitment. And when I am, I will let you know. If you can't provide that, we... Wham, bam, thank you, ma'am. Damn. Like, it ain't hard.
It's really not hard. Like, I don't know, because men are like, women don't want to hear the truth. Yes, we do.
Yes, we do. Please believe
I don't know why you think women don't want
to
hear the truth.
What bitches are y'all talking to that
because
just want to be lied to?
Even though it might hurt my feelings, like, I'm glad you told me the motherfucking
no,
truth.
For real.
So I can kick rocks.
Truth hurts.
It does,
and
baby.
I would rather have that than, like, be
a lot
lied.
Be looking like a damn fool.
Looking like a damn
don't
fool.
Fucking embarrass me out here. I'm
out
not
here
playing.
Lying like a rug. I'm over here believing your black ass. That's not gonna happen. Just be honest. Like, we don't care. Like, a lot of women, especially around our age, like,
we don't fucking care.
We're almost 30. Okay.
I don't care. Like,
we don't
bruh,
give a fuck.
In 3 years, I will be 30. I don't give a fuck.
If you want to have sex with a woman, keep it 100. Say, that's all I'm really trying to do is fuck. Da-da-da-da.
Please.
You want a date?
Because 10 times out of 10,
that.
I'm probably just trying to
They probably trying to do the same exact thing.
Like, you know what? If men told the truth more, they would get more of what they wanted.
Ooh, they would get way more pussy.
They would get way more pussy instead of fucking lying all the goddamn time.
That is for sure.
Because you know how much pussy you turn away when you fucking lie?
Yeah,
like, damn.
Because it's not necessary. It's not.
You probably could have got that open relationship you wanted. You probably could have got a threesome. Mm-hmm. You probably could have had like four different
bitches.
You could have
had some freaky ass shit going on.
Some
really
a lot more freaky shit if you told the truth.
You decided to lie. Now I can't trust you.
Now I don't want to trust you.
Now I don't even want to have sex with you.
At all, ever.
Leave me alone
for
and you're blocked.
For the rest of your life.
You are blocked.
No, you're blocked from everything, you idiot.
God damn, stop lying. Anyway.
I could really talk forever about niggas lying.
Like on like what Issa said on Insecure when her brother was like, what's wrong with you? Niggas. Niggas.
No, for real. Niggas is
they
what's
wrong.
They will
ruin your entire mood. Yeah, I know you didn't watch the final.
Just tell me.
So basically, it was great. Directed by Melina.
Okay.
Literally, you could tell it was directed by her ass. It was fucking fantastic. It was 30 Days of Lawrence. So they did each character with 30 days with them. Like different perspectives for 30 days. So the ending result is Kelly, I love Kelly. That's my favorite. The homegirl that's real loud and ghetto.
Yeah, I love her. I love her.
Issa and Lawrence had their final talk. That last breakup, like, I still love you talk.
I hate that.
And then she had a fantasy of them, like, daydream of them getting married. There was a baby involved. Then she woke up. It was all a fucking dream. Of course, it wasn't true.
I hate shows
so
when
and
that
Lawrence,
happens.
Lawrence and that other girl, Aroma. I believe that's her name.
Yeah.
Aroma Therapy.
Okay.
She's pretty, though. She's pretty.
She is.
They broke up because Issa called Lawrence when they were together, and she was like, oh, I don't need this shit. Good for you, sis. Because any nigga still got them attachments.
Let it go.
Let them handle that. Because
no,
they're not going to ever get over it.
Ever.
You won't fix it. Like,
no.
Your vagina
you're not
going to
be
it.
The woman.
Your head won't fix it. You're not.
You're not the one.
You're not. So.
And I know we all want to be the one.
We all want to be that. But especially girl. When we like, but it's not. Nah, you can't. That's why I'm really cautious on, like, fucking with niggas. Like, how long y'all been broke up?
Yeah.
How old is your baby?
Baby. Ew.
No, I mean, if I dated, because I'm at the point where I'm going to date like 30 and up. Niggas
true,
just have kids.
Yeah, they
but
do.
What is
niggas
that?
Do be
yeah,
kids.
Just they just do. It
if you have
is.
Like a 3 month old, hell,
oh,
fucking
hell no.
If you have like a 10 year old, cool.
Exactly. She's a child. She's yeah. like in school. She
or
like
at least like first grade.
No,
yeah, she's on a soccer team, the Ladybugs.
Right. You know.
Cool.
So okay, so Issa moved out because they raised the rent. She went to go knock on Daniel's door. That's where she's living. Blah blah blah. Her and Lawrence had their last final conversation.
So they still love each other.
They do, but they're not getting that together.
Why?
It's one of them. They just know. Like it's one of them talks. Like
it's just
done.
Never.
I love you, but it's done.
Like, oh my! I couldn't.
And they technically don't. They really don't need to be because they really have a lot individually.
Both of them are going through a
and
lot.
And they were together
shit.
For so long. It's like when you start off early, you get in your mid 20s, you hit this point where
yeah.
you're like, oh shit, it's
like,
time for me.
Yeah.
To...
No. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Because you're not even grown up.
Yeah. Like I need yet. To be. I don't even need know if I really want to be with
exactly.
you.
Molly's dumbass.
She's an idiot.
Still fucking draw. I know it's tempting, girl, because he's a fine light skin nigga and he's tall.
Girl,
I understand.
Listen.
I get it. I wish
you guys could see her face.
Oh my God, do I get it? But that's not Molly. I think she's settling. That's not what she really wants.
Molly is. I feel like she consistently settles.
Always, but she did give Big Boy some punani.
She's an idiot.
I'm happy he got some punani though. They never show the Chunky Brothers getting love.
They never do.
So he
and I love the Chunky Brothers.
Yeah. What's his name? I just know he was on Carmichael's.
Lorel.
Lorel. That's his name.
Yeah. He kind of looks like my older brother.
Yeah, he kind of.
That's why I don't like to look at him.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck?
They didn't like show crazy shit. It was Molly just riding him and shit. I'm like, oh,
I always ride the big boy.
But no, it was a really good episode. What's the name is pregnant? Amanda Seale's character.
Yeah.
I
love her.
And yeah, I can't wait for season 3. Hopefully you guys can at least make it 45 minutes instead of 30. I really want to push for hour-long shows. That would make my heart smile. And we need 10 episodes. I can't do these short-ass seasons.
No, we need like 15, girl.
No, for real. I hate short seasons.
Now.
I don't care about the business side of it. I want to see what I want to see. Damn. Anyway, it was a good-ass episode.
I hate being a consumer because like once I finish an album, I really love it. I'm like, when is the next album?
When is the next one?
It don't take that long to be in the studio.
Really doesn't.
Because I'll be in the studio. You can get this shit out. I'm like, Sizzle, when is the next
like,
one?
Hurry
when is the
up.
Next project?
Hurry up.
Beyonce. Are you happy to be in Paris?
Are you happy to be in Paris?
Cheers.
Oh, and a huge congrats to Issa because she's the new face of CoverGirl.
Yeah, you
Yo,
are beautiful.
That, I can't even believe
I've been watching
it.
You. She's the reason why I know who Donald Glover is.
Really?
Because I was watching Awkward Black Girl and I was like, who is this little black guy? And I heard the song L.E.S. and I was like, I love him.
He's
such Google
a cutie.
Him. He's so well,
Atlanta comes back next year. But I'm happy for Issa. Like, it's so good to see, like, a regular black girl.
Yeah, and she's hella funny, even though she doesn't think she is.
She's so funny.
She's very organic.
Yes, like, that's, just, like, yeah. Her voice alone just makes me laugh.
she sounds, what?
She sounds so L.A.
She does.
My God.
When she says hella, like,
oh,
I'm like, girl.
Oh, my gosh. Like, that's hella dumb.
A girl
like,
from
niggas,
our own heart.
I fucking love it.
Yeah,
I'm
LA,
so happy
people
for you,
from
Issa.
LA have a distinct accent.
Very, they really do. Like, you can literally tell, oh, yeah, you from fucking
yeah,
somewhere.
When they say Porty.
Ugh, Porty. Or here. Over here.
Hey, bruh. No, that's more.
That,
more,
though.
That's
that,
Oakland.
That sound fucking Cali, period.
Hey, bruh.
No, but congrats to you, Miss Issa Rae.
She is, like, I'm just so happy for black people right now.
We're, like doing it. Black girls are, black women low-key are always killing it, though.
Yeah, true.
Solana, the girl who just, I don't know her name.
With Tennis,
that one that Ooh. Got the. Did you see her face when she got
yes,
that check?
Yes.
And that one, that reporter asked her, "Would you play a game?" She's like, "Girl, did you see this check?" She literally was like, "Yes."
I feel like Serena and Venus stepped down a little bit so she could step up.
Yes, it's like it makes me. It's the new generation. It's for the new black girls, little mm-hmm. baby girls. We grew up on Venus and Serena.
Yeah.
Now they have somebody to grow up yeah. on. It's just beautiful. I fucking love it.
Like that little black girl who started her own campaign about like being dark skin and
girl,
stuff.
She
like,
walked in New York Fashion Week.
I saw.
She had her own little
her own line. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
She's
gosh.
Beautiful
she's
too.
She's gorgeous.
She is like model beautiful.
No, she's
like,
gorgeous.
Whoa.
She looks like an elf. Like I don't really
yeah.
like a thing. She looks like a doll.
She looks she's so chocolate.
She's
so
beautiful. Oh, her
and
skin
dark.
Is so beautiful.
It's like silk.
No, seriously.
Literally.
Yeah. Like, I feel like, you know how, like, you see, like, pots of, like, chocolate? Like, she has, like, a pot, like, just a stirring,
yes.
just a brewing.
Just,
and
so
God
beautiful.
Was like, boop, dollop a daisy. you know what I mean?
A lot of fudge in that thing.
Speaking of fudge.
What?
Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Yes. So he was supposed to be chocolate. Charlie was supposed to be chocolate.
In the damn Chocolate Factory.
But do you think that would have came off like, what the hell is this shit?
Yeah, I think black people would be offended.
Yeah.
Because four grandparents in one damn bed.
But a lot of people was like, we kind of figured because of this. He was
Yeah,
poor.
Grandpa Joe, Grandpa Georgie. Yeah.
Like poor slums.
And then the dad wasn't.
Sorry. The dad wasn't there.
Where was his dad?
He didn't have a dad.
Yeah, he did. He didn't have a dad. I thought his dad was in the coal mines or something.
Probably.
He probably was at work.
Basically.
Because black men do be at work a lot.
Black man working ain't nothing like a BMW. A black man working. I've been hearing that my whole life.
I feel like my grandma has said
that. My mom has said that like my entire life.
I love him.
Get you a BMW. Yeah. A black man working. That's the
No, when black men work, I'd be like, oh, shit.
Oh,
you
I love
got a
when
job.
They, yeah, especially when they work with their hands.
Yeah. Ooh. Like if you're like a garbage man, you work for the city, you got
yes.
a good ass job with
you got
benefits.
You out here like,
you work in
shit.
A union.
You got scars.
Yeah, like, oh, what are these?
Shit.
Battle scars. Like rappers, y'all not cool. We fuck with these BMWs now. Get you a man on
no,
the
but,
job.
Damn, I forgot.
Charlie
was supposed to be.
But
I guess,
Charlie is a black name, like Charlie. Yeah.
Charlie, bring your black ass over here, boy. Where is my chocolate bar, nigga? That's how it should have went.
No, seriously.
That's how it should. They was
no,
eating porridge
honestly,
and shit. It would have been fucking grits.
They
nigga.
Were eating cabbage. It would have been fried cabbage.
It would have been fried cabbage, and they would have made a way to get some.
No,
food.
They would have some meats.
Yeah,
some
even
sausages.
If it had to be chicken backs.
What is chicken back? Some gizzard.
No, chicken back is literally like the poorest. My mom.
I've never heard of chicken
hates
back.
It. Basically, I got it from watching Good Times.
Oh God. I hate that show.
With
so
Florida's,
much.
I hate it.
I hate that show.
Fuck, but I watch it all the time. No, oh my God.
My mom got like
when,
has everything on DVD.
My daddy bought Jasmine the DVD collection for like one Christmas when we were teenagers.
Of course. I feel
like
Jasmine
yeah,
loves
Good Times. She had the whole thing. She
I
had
knew.
Good Times and
she
had the
happy.
Oprah episodes. I'm saying you are the blackest person.
She
in
is
this
the
house.
Blackest.
She watched
person.
Every Good Times episode the entire weekend. But no, the episode when. I don't know, but Florida was like, oh, you know, we only thing I could afford was one pack of chicken backs.
Because Florida
literally the
ruins
back of
everything.
A chicken. So, like, skin, just chicken skin, like, just a skin. Not. My mama says it's the poorest thing you can ever get.
Because
she said that mama was like, oh, Jesus, this show is so such a. That's why my grandma never let my mom and uncles watch it.
Because it was
she,
so sad.
Yes, like, it was like, you're exploiting us. Like, damn,
no,
niggas
seriously.
Can't even afford chicken.
And honestly, every single time they had a come up, Florida would be like, I don't really.
I don't
she
know
would
about
fucking
this,
ruin
Jay's.
It.
Jay's like, Florida, this is the big break. We gonna get out the projects. We gonna get to Southside Chicago. And then a nigga dies. And it's just like,
damn.
Yo, I don't. Know why I laugh so hard on that episode? I rewind it every time to hear her drop that.
And then she drops
face,
the thing.
She's like, damn. Here come Thelma and JJ, and they all
like,
console
what?
Her.
What?
And then Thelma marries an African. Remember the African nigga she married? She moved out. She married an entire African.
No.
Or the football
she
player.
Made, and then JJ fucking made him fall, so they was in the projects
again.
Damn. They could not get out of Cabrini Grahams for the life of them. This
oh
shit made me mad.
God.
Remember Michael was singing Stevie Wonder.
I don't want to talk about it because I really hated what Michael sang.
Here we are.
We had the basement rent party to save the old lady to get for her rent money.
And with
Thelma Walona in Florida were all the Supremes. Oh. And Janet and Penny. They all dressed up.
She
like
was
a
so
show.
Cute.
Penny
so
was,
cute.
Please, Mama.
No,
please.
Mama.
I promise. Everyone knows Mama. That. Everybody knows that part. That arm is like, ooh. Yeah, like a horror movie. Like, fuck. Get that out of here. It's really dangerous.
Oh, shit.
So speaking of dangerous, they're not really dangerous, but they're dumb. Masika is supposed to be pregnant.
It's dangerous. Rappers are dangerous.
Masika Kalisha.
Don't call her.
I fucking.
What's
girl.
Her last name? Robinson?
It sound or Richardson, something like that.
Yeah,
something
Masika
like Masika
Witherspoon.
Yeah. Anyway, so there's a rumor that Masika is pregnant with Fetty Wap's child, his second child.
It's
with
not
her. No, with, it's not. I think it's true because we'll get a picture like Tara and Amina in a couple months, and also that Alexis Sky is pregnant. This is how many kids for Fetty? How many did this nigga got?
Three, right now. He already had a boy and a girl.
Yeah, Masika.
Then
Kari. You show. It's only three.
I think it's just three. I'm pretty sure he only has three. I don't know.
Because people are making jokes like they're pregnant with Fetty Wap's millionth child. So I'm just like,
he only got three kids.
How many times? So why are they acting like he got like a whole bunch of kids?
Because he only has one eye. So it makes it seem like he has more.
Okay, he has three right now. So see? He about to have five, though. You need to chill out. Kids.
Honestly.
Three is enough.
But sex is like super fun. But like, why do you want to have kids?
Saveria. Kari Barbie. And Aiden.
Aiden, that kid's gonna be regular.
I was gonna say, there's a name that I'm Severe. Cool
you know,
with.
You know what? I'm not gonna.
Kari Barbie is the dumbest name of them all.
She has pretty eyes.
She's a pretty baby.
She's like blue eyes, isn't she?
Yeah. So anyway, Alexis.
Why would
Sky,
you let somebody name your baby Kari Barbie?
Alexis Sky, because he was not involved at all. He didn't like kick in.
He came to like the freaking hospital like 10 minutes after she was born.
Yeah, like, hey.
So what happened? You doing okay? Like, bitch, I just pushed an entire human out of my vagina.
My vagina hurts badly. So Alexis Sky, she's another regular schmegler dumb girl on Instagram. She got pregnant by a rapper. That's their come
Here's
up.
The thing.
That's what they do. That's
if
what they
Fetty
screw.
If Fetty Wap was me as a boy, you would have had like 14 girlfriends. Like, they would have been your girlfriends and each other's girlfriends. What are you fucking doing? Everyone's pregnant.
They probably could.
Everyone's
if he
happy.
Just sets them all down.
Yeah.
Diddy did it. All Diddy.
We're
all Diddy BMs know what it is. This is blended fam. This is team love.
This is team love.
This
team
is team
us.
Team love, nigga.
Team no, black love.
No, right. Diddy is so black and he loves love so
he
much.
He loves it. Because we're
God,
Scorpios.
I love Diddy. I love him so much.
He wants to spread the love around. That's why you got to make sure everybody is cool with the situation.
I agree. It makes everything more comfortable.
More comfortable. Fetty Wap. There's like 18 girls who are in love with you every fucking day. I don't understand it. The dick must be wild.
No, Suma, it has to
be. I feel like
be.
He's probably really funny, too, because there's no way.
It looks like he has a personality.
If
it
you
does.
Have one eye, you got to have some shit going for you because, bitch, what?
Oh, my God.
Peeping out that fucking one eye.
He just be grinning, just cheating.
Honestly, I couldn't go to sleep with that. Like, oh, shit, this just nigga.
Nigga, I gotta go. Can you call an Uber?
You call an Uber.
I gotta
please.
Go to work in a few hours. Send me home.
But like, you did all of that on Love and Hip Hop for Fetty Wap just to fuck him raw again.
Alexis Sky's entire fucking thing was about Masika
and Fetty Wap.
And like, Fetty Wap.
You're
Her
still gonna fuck him anyway.
Line.
He's gonna apologize.
Why should come back next season? Like. That's
I'm right. here. I got my man back.
I'm 7 months pregnant. Me and Fetty, we ain't together. He with that little bitch Masika, but it's cool.
With that little bitch
long
Masika.
As he take care of the babe, and then Masika gonna be like, we're having a boy.
Yep.
You know
I was
mean?
Gonna
like,
say it's gonna be a boy.
Y'all fucking
what if they both have boys? Oh.
Because bitches are to say, I gave him a son.
Yeah.
There's
oh
already
my
a
God.
Son
there's like, already, he there's already had his first son.
You are not the first at anything. Women love hanging out. I got his son. I got his daughter.
I gave him his first.
I'll give him his second. I give him his fourth. She can give him his fifth, bitch. You ain't special. None of y'all are special.
Like,
it's
honestly.
Sperm is like, you can
plentiful.
Put it anywhere. It's like,
it sewing, never
what
ends.
Is it like, what is it? Sowing their wild oats?
Yeah. Sowing
their wild oats. That's yeah. like all these niggas
That's
do.
That's all they do. They just shoot it everywhere. It's semen falling out the sky. You know, like that saying, water, water everywhere, not a drink to drop.
No, seriously.
It's like semen everywhere.
It's everywhere.
Do not ever get me pregnant. That is disgusting as fuck.
It's just disrespectful.
To be pregnant, yeah.
It's very disrespectful. I don't want to get pregnant literally until I'm for real ready.
And I'm married.
I don't know when. That'll be.
I might be like 32, bro.
That's
like,
and that's fine. I'm
that's cool.
Fuck.
Like,
fuck y'all, all you young niggas out here having
this
kids.
New
I don't
generation.
Give a damn. Like, I don't give a fuck. I'm 27. I'm thinking like when I was younger, I mapped out I'm gonna have kids by this age, nigga. Please.
I thought I was gonna have kids at like 21.
Please, my life is just getting started. Like for real, for
no,
real.
Seriously.
I'm not gonna like interrupt my fun.
Hell no.
For a kid,
a child,
I'll be damned.
Do you know how much a child? How much work
and
a child
like,
is.
I, and the people that like, you know, because we know plenty of people with kids, yeah. respect.
No, I respect you.
I love it. And I love my friends' kids. And
me
my
too.
And
I love my nieces
oh
and
my
nephews.
Gosh.
Yeah. My goddaughters.
I have a niece on the way and I'm so excited. It's the first baby girl I could just fucking spoil. I'm not going to
My best
do
friend
it.
Had twins. And listen, she
All
is.
A, is she a little girl before that?
Yeah. She
All
had three
baby
girls.
Girls.
All under the age of two.
Mm-hmm.
This is a, she is Wonder Woman. She is a wild, wild girl.
She is. Like, she's super, moms are super moms.
She's
super
a super
woman.
Mom. She's an amazing mom.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, I think a lot of people take that lightly. Like, motherhood is not a light.
It's not a game.
It's not like sex is a responsibility.
Absolutely.
Being smart and making sure you don't get knocked up is really fucking important. Because once you create a life,
bitch, you ain't going no motherfucking where.
It's over. It ain't about you no more.
It's not. This is a human. We are about to a human.
That you have to raise up to be a human in this world
and be a better person
and create another life. Like, the shit is not a game.
It don't stop.
When you think about it, it's not a serious fucking game.
Oh my God. I never even thought about that. No, like when you have a kid, they're going to have kids.
Because it's a baby. It's like, oh, baby fever, they're a baby, but they're going to grow up. You have to raise them to be decent people.
Because some, you know what? Some people have kids and they end up being Jeffrey fucking Dahmer.
Oh my God. That nigga
Ted Bundy.
Insane.
Fucking, what's his name? The one guy. Helter Skelter.
Or they can turn out and end up being like Bow. Wow.
Honestly, idiot.
It's a fucking fool.
Or fucking like Extension.
Oh my God, that child. This nigga, I don't even want to talk about him. I don't even know who he is.
Or your kid could be fucking Jason Whitlock. I would just kill myself. What the fuck? Oh my God. That is terrible to have a black child and they're just like, no, I don't even.
Like that Trump, everyone's like the Trump racist. Kid.
And his name's like Quavon Janae or something.
Yeah, he
like
has a black Jamiroquois. He has a black ass name. I'm trying to figure out, are his parents were Trump supporters too? Is that why he's like that?
I don't know, man. I couldn't imagine if, first of all, growing up in my household, if I came home and told my mom I'm a Republican, all this shit that she was talking about is crazy. You are a black racist.
Yeah.
My mom would beat me the fuck up and like my dad would jump in.
Probably. Like, probably because you disrespected us at this point you even came.
You're okay. Always startled.
I'm just so expressive, like water.
That's why I can't lie, because like my expression.
It's on my
like,
face. It's just on my fucking face.
It is.
No, but that wraps up the little bullshit. The topic that I want to dive deep into. Water.
No, I can't drink water if I'm drinking beer. Sorry.
I'm good.
I'm gonna be bloated.
We were discussing this earlier. I've been not going through anything, but I've been noticing some shit, and I know you have as well. Mm. And I hate
that making, it's this way.
Right, and I hate making like conversations, but like a personal experience, but it's just...
Well, I mean,
that's the whole point. But I hate talking about myself, but it is what it is. Like, well, I've only been here for 2 weeks.
Right.
I'm fresh, new.
What up?
And I'm already noticing like people who claim to be friends or supporters.
Family, yeah. Not really.
Crickets, bitch.
Yeah, no, seriously.
Just crickets. And it's been bothering me because I have a really close person to me that I would have expected to hear from these past 2 weeks, knowing that I'm in a new city.
New state, like across the country.
I'm not even by you no more. You've been here way plenty of times before me. So you could have, you know what I mean? And
showed me some ropes or.
Yeah. And I'm learning. I think I'm learning how to ignore, because I really don't want to bring in old bullshit to a new chapter in my life. Right. You feel me? Like, but I've been noticing just little things like niggas who was like all for you being where you was, all for you being stuck and struggling.
Yeah, like
being
them.
Unhappy, like being like them. Right. And then when you start being, you find
flourishing.
You're flourishing and you start coming into your own, you don't hear from
them. Yeah, it's always crickets.
Yeah, like.
That's so true.
I'm noticing that shit. I'm like, yo, I'm not even really doing nothing yet. I'm just getting started. I'm not even popping.
But honestly, that reminds me of what Lil Walt said earlier, like. God like puts you in like with the people who are like-minded like you, like your spirit, like kindred spirits. Yeah. So like obviously you're not on the same, we're not on the same playing field anymore.
Yeah.
Like you're doing like low level.
And I think a lot of it is just selfishness. Like people are really I don't even like to say envious, because like why would you be envious?
I think people want you.
Why
they
would
don't
you be envious of me?
Better.
Like that's how I look at. Like I'm just chilling. I'm just trying to live my life like the next nigga.
But you're the type of person, you're gonna do what you want to do. You're gonna live your best life. Everybody's not living their best life.
That's true.
So when you were back in Arizona,
we weren't living our best life
at
in
all.
Arizona. We were fucking miserable.
No, I feel super happy now.
Yeah,
like,
we finally feel like we're
like
in
free.
We're like
but
we
a
have
lot
the freedom
of people
to,
don't like. back there, a lot of people can't fathom, you know, like moving on, doing something like, you know, maybe you might need to move to Utah. Maybe New York's not your place.
Right.
Maybe Montana or some shit.
Fuck no.
But I feel like when people see you doing something different from what you were doing, like working in a call center, mm-hmm. like getting these checks.
Going home, going
to International.
Right.
Mill Avenue.
Right.
Sandbar, smoking weed. It's the same shit everyone else does.
Yeah.
But now you're like a big city. City that never fucking sleeps.
This is a big bitch town. Shout out to the party last night.
Yeah, they did play that.
They played that song last night.
I wanted to hear the whole fucking thing.
I just come from the poor bitch town. That's my shit. But no, yeah, and I know like a lot of people can relate because it's like,
honestly, it's fucked up. Like,
it is fucked up because I just
feel. You're not going to check on me? Like, bro, I could be dead right now. It is rats out here.
And like, my thing is, you see, I'm a nice person. I try to give people the benefit of the doubt because, like, we all have our lives. You're probably busy. You're probably doing your own shit. I don't want to intrude you with my life and what I'm going through or what I'm not going through. But, like, if we're friends or we're supposed to be family, you're supposed to be excited that I'm excited. You're supposed to be hitting me up, like, how's it going? How's your job? Or if I hit you up, like, hey, like, how are you doing today?
You should respond ask me, like,
or something. Like, I don't know. It's a lot of funny shit going on.
It is.
And with people that's supposed to fuck with me, and I'm starting to see it.
No, same.
And it's sad because these are people that's been in my life for
years. Yeah, like,
so now when like you said earlier, when God aligns you with certain people, reveals who you need to cut off. And a lot of people don't like to do that because it's like we love them or they've been in our lives
and
for
so long. You're giving them the benefit
of
the doubt.
Damn.
It might be toxic, like, bruh, if you move somewhere, I would be checking in on you. Like,
that's when my friend Bree was out here, we was FaceTiming. Yeah. I was calling her. When Sarah moved to Washington, I was on it. Whenever they've been on it since I've lived here.
Seriously.
Like, already. Like, Tyler, like, I'm coming down here, bitch. I'm coming.
Seriously.
I'm getting on the train.
Yeah, Dom.
Bree's like,
Sasha,
I'm gonna catch a flight.
Yeah.
You feel me? So it's not hard to support other
people.
It's
really not.
And it doesn't take anything away from you to support
your
friends. We're friends. I don't understand what the fuck that means anymore. Like,
well, that's a relate. We're in a relationship. We're in a friendship.
Much.
We're in a relationship. So, first of all, if I'm giving you what you should be giving, like, I'm giving you something, and if I'm not getting it back, then at this point, we might have to sever ties.
Yeah.
Because I don't need to keep, like,
it's a give and take.
Right. It's a give and take. It's not just like I give,
yeah,
and
that's
I don't get anything back.
Literally, with my situation, I've been giving for years.
So maybe I would just fade to black a woman.
No, I am. I don't do that with, I don't kiss ass.
Right.
And I don't chase.
I'm not going to beg you to be
like,
my friend.
Fuck no, like, nigga. We don't got to speak.
No.
You good? Straight. I'm good over here. You good over there. It is.
And then
it
you
is.
Know what? I hope you have a great life.
I do. Blessed be. All the blessings.
And then you move forward amicably.
But it's just like, a lot of people don't take it well. And I just want like, I was that person that was very stuck in like not letting go of people because of the history.
Yeah, yeah.
Real bad. Because it's like, we've been friends since for so long.
But then I'm just like, fuck it.
But like, I'm at a point where I'm like, yo, I literally turned 27.
Yeah.
Moved to a new city. I jumped off a fucking cliff. You think I'm about to bring all that shit?
All that
with
baggage?
Me?
Yeah, no, absolutely not.
No. Old niggas, gone. Old friends, gone. All you niggas, gone. Fucking out of here. You know what I'm saying? But it's just hard because it's like,
that's why I said, like, I'm being a very selfish person.
You have to.
I have to
be selfish. I'm naturally very selfish. But when I'm selfless and I really fuck with you, like, I really be dead serious.
No,
so
seriously.
When you play me, I'm like, yo, this is why I be like, fuck all y'all. Shit. Fuck you. I ain't checking on nobody no more.
No, for
why
me,
I'm concerned
the complete
about you?
Opposite. I'm not, like, I wouldn't say I'm a selfish person, like, just, you know, out the gate. I'm very like, okay, let's just everyone, I have $5, but I'll give you 50 cents. Everyone
right.
can have a
right.
piece of the pie. But
right.
now, no, you can't.
There are times I think
like I'm not even
you have to learn.
Back.
You have to learn to be selfless. I'm teaching my mama to be selfless because she's so or selfish because she's so selfless.
Yeah, sometimes you have to say
when
no.
it comes to her friends and doing stuff for people, and they won't come through for her.
Yeah,
I'm like, and she's like, girl, I just turned 50. I ain't, but it's a new chapter. Exactly. fuck all these niggas.
No, seriously.
For real. Like, if they're not, like, going to be the same, the good, because my mom is a good friend. Like, right. If they're not going to do the same to you, you need to cut them off. And
it took
selfish.
Me a long time to learn that, like, up to this year. Like, if you're not giving me what I'm giving you, I for don't real. Give a fuck.
Why I am I calling shit. And checking on you when you're in your same city that you've been in and I'm in a whole
and
room.
I'm, like, over here in fucking Timbuktu, nigga.
You don't know what's... I could be literally living in an alley. Or a halfway house, damn it. I wouldn't live in a halfway house.
Honestly,
actually.
I feel like we do live in a halfway
low
house.
Low key, I don't know what's going on over there. It could be a lot of things.
It's a fucking circus.
Man, it's just like bikes and shit everywhere.
Oh my God.
Bumpers in the hallway. Like, why is there a fucking car bumper? Like, what the fuck?
Why is there that fucking rolling chair in the hallway? Oh, that shit pissed me off.
Whose umbrella, like, is this?
Pick up this damn mail. I had to open up the door for the mailman. Like, God damn it. But moving to New York, I'm just going to be a selfish person. I don't care. I don't care about anyone's feelings but my own. I care about your feelings.
All right, no.
We have to survive together.
Yeah, we do. We got to stay warm. We got to eat. I'm so focused on staying warm this winter, nigga. And eating.
No, I'm nervous.
I don't care about nothing else
I'm
but
already
heat.
Nervous.
I'm just going to be in the house.
I've never lived anywhere where, like, it just... Like, I lived in a state, obviously, where it snows. In the state.
Right.
But I've never lived in a city where it's just... Exactly. I've never seen, like, snow. Like, oh, shit, I'm wonking.
Like, catch it with your tongue.
I feel like I'll be an idiot who does that.
I'm gonna do it. I mean, like, I'm picking up snow and everything. Probably not. We're gonna,
I'm gonna have a
at that point
fight.
We already gonna be like, we've been
get
here.
Get out of here.
Yeah, move.
Why would you fall?
Like, why would you, yo?
Why would you fall? People got places to go.
Yo, that Twitter shit was hilarious. She was like, welcome to New York.
No, seriously.
Welcome to New York. Yo, seriously. Why would you fall? People got shit to do. Oh my God.
And the thing is,
I feel like somebody will really say that.
Seriously.
I'm not falling.
No,
this
I was looking
nigga.
Around.
I'm not falling. I'm going to try my hardest not to fall. God. I swear.
I feel like I'll be walking like,
I don't want to inconvenience anyone.
Me either. I don't want anyone to cuss me out.
I don't want to be embarrassed. I don't want to be cussed out.
I don't feel like it's embarrassing because no one gives
no
a
one
fuck.
No one gives a fuck. You're right. They're going to be like, anyway, step over.
No,
me.
I'll be like laying down. Like, oh my God, Janelle.
So I'm like, get the fuck up. Get up. We're going to miss the train, bitch. We got to go. You fail. Well, you did it.
I probably would cry, honestly.
But honestly, and like you said, there's so many people here. We ain't gonna see these same faces.
Ever.
It's like, you don't see the same people here. I'm like, I feel like, how long do you have to be here before
you
start
do
recognizing
see the
friends
same
on the streets?
Homeless
like,
person.
Oh, there go my homeboy. How long do you have to live here to recognize people you know?
I don't know your whole life.
Because there's so many. My friend probably Natalie been life. Here 5 years, so she has all types of friends. And she's like, how long did that take you? Because damn, it's a lot of people here. Like, it's just us. Hi.
I always say hi to people. They never say hi back.
Yeah, like, ugh.
This girl last night got so mad at me because I smiled at her. She was like, bitch, like, yeah, ooh, look. Sorry.
Yeah, we've learned not to smile at none of y'all. And that's low-key fine with me because I'm a naturally rude-ass person. So that's cool. Y'all
it's
hoes
so
ain't got to smile at me because I ain't got to smile at y'all.
It's so hard for Stay me mad. To not smile at people.
I don't know why you're angry, but, it's you know, I heard New York is a very tough city to survive in. So that could be it. Maybe they're just naturally just like... in survival mode all the time.
But what do you survive? I mean, I'm surviving too. Like,
but we came in like, hey, jolly and shit. Like, oh my God, like, New York. Like, you came to this fuck. Shit. Y'all moved to this shit. Like, yes.
People are like, why? Like,
why did you move here? What's you know your purpose? What? I'm like, damn, y'all making it like, should I not be here?
Yeah, like,
or...
you go to Arizona and you tell me.
You stay there for some over 5 years and you fucking tell me what you gonna do. I made up my decision. And I was out of there. I'm like, it's a
no,
wrap.
I was out of that. I didn't
it's
care.
A fucking wrap.
I didn't care about anything.
No, we just completely. We always do that. We
yeah, we go on a tangent.
We always. Bottom
some
line,
women shit.
Bottom line, I feel like Drake, I got people showing fake love to me. And I don't. I really. I'm so serious. I really don't need it. Don't wish me well.
Don't even say nothing to me, boy.
Don't. Please don't. Don't wish me well.
No, seriously.
Don't say I'm proud of you when you don't mean it. Don't say
I'm not going to continue.
Don't.
Keep the same energy.
We talked about a few episodes. I don't need your fake energy or your fake love or your fake support.
If you were wishing me well.
Or your validation. Because I don't give a fuck.
When people were like, I have some friends like that. And they were like, you guys are going to go far. I love your podcast. I love your blog. Bitch, where are you? Like, you haven't even checked on me. It's been 2 fucking weeks. It's about to be 3 weeks.
Hi.
Hello, motherfucker.
No, they're just...
Like, if I have to text you, that's a problem. You're living in Arizona, just living in the lap of luxury.
And we were just there, so y'all not doing shit.
You're not.
You going to work. We were just there. But that my situation ain't even about nobody in Arizona. It's just like oh, it's yeah. just like particular just people, just random just shit that I'm noticing. Like the air, the energy is different between with certain people. Yeah. And I don't understand why, because you were just encouraging me to do this, or you were just supporting me, but you were doing that because I was miserable. And I was, right. I kept talking about wanting to leave. And I kept talking what? About wanting to do something.
When people are down.
And then, oh, y'all know New York is expensive. Y'all know it's hard. Nigga, you, duh. Like, you think we going to come out here like, oh, this will be a breeze. What the fuck? No.
But when people are down, that's when, you know, a lot of times people like, I think it's the other way around. When you're good, people want to come around. I don't agree with that. I think when you are down, that's the time when people.
Oh girl, wait till we start. Wait till I start struggling, which I'm not gonna tell nobody about. But
that's when people gonna come around.
If they see a slight struggle,
an inkling, just an inkling,
just a little bit of like.
That's when people want to say shit like, you know what?
You know,
I hey.
See, was that a good decision? What, though? Like, did you think about?
Do you want to come back?
Yeah, like you know, you can always come.
You
home.
Can always come back.
No, I don't need those. You don't need those type of people in your life.
You absolutely don't.
You really don't.
And you honestly, any really time that you're down, you should take notice of all the people yep. that are like really Nigga. Like in your face.
I'm taking notice of who not. Being friends when I'm just getting started with my flourish, my yeah, flourishment, no, whatever. Like I'm just getting started. Like I just moved here. I'm not doing anything but trying to like keep my job, move into this place.
I'm trying to start this job,
right? Pay this rent and yeah, like get live my life. Get shit settled. It's yeah. still the first month, you know.
We're just settled. I mean, we don't have to explain that.
No,
we're planting seeds out here, yeah. sowing my seeds. Learn that at church. Sow your seeds.
Just know that I don't forget shit.
No, I don't.
Either. I don't forget yeah. anything.
I'm going to remember that.
I remember everything. And even and once I'm fed up with being nice and giving people the benefit of the doubt, it's no going
back.
You
just have to remember how that made you
yeah,
feel.
Yeah, it's no going back. Yeah. I'm not even going to look at you the same. I'm not going to feel the same way tomorrow. I'm gonna be like, what are you texting me for? Like, yeah. What's up? Like, I'm going to put like literally what's up with a question mark.
I'm just going to put a question mark. Like what do you need? Are you dying?
What's the deal?
Did someone die?
Are you all right?
Like, that's all I want to know. I don't need, like, all the extras asking me questions, like, around Christmas time. Save it.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's going to be snowing. I'm going to try and get this fucking plane.
Yeah. And a lot of people be jealous of you.
They do.
And I hate saying that because I don't like being that girl that's like, oh, I got haters. People jealous of me. I've never been that type of person.
But in
like,
real life.
But sometimes you kind of accept the fact that a lot of people do want to see you fail, or they do.
Or they don't understand why they're not able to do what you do, why they don't yeah. have the gusto, why they yeah. don't have like.
If only they knew though how long it took and how much it took for me to get the damn gusto.
Or like
to
how.
To make a move.
Or like what the fuck I went through, like.
Yeah.
You know, like there's so many obstacles. That we've made it through that people don't even...
They have no idea.
They have no idea. Or they don't even have,
or if
like,
they do know because we're friends and you know. You feel me? And now I feel like I didn't play myself because
yeah.
I'm like, I'm expressing my
these
struggles and everything
you.
That's been going on and you don't... Not a text back, not a call back, not a... I don't know. I'm noticing the shit. I don't appreciate it. And I don't need it.
So, you know... This year, just weed that shit out of your life. You don't have fucking time for it.
I don't.
This is the year.
I don't have time right now.
All of these years are the years to be selfish.
Yeah.
Just say no.
Sometimes you have to be.
You do.
For the better of your growth.
Yeah, for my growth. For real. Like, absolutely. Like, right now, I have to be selfish right now.
Yeah.
I only care about my feelings and your feelings. Yeah. I only care that we have a roof over our head.
Right.
And that I'm able to cook in a clean environment. You know? Because I like to give him a cook on.
Exactly. Oh, I can't wait.
I can cook that so good. I'm so excited.
And everything's going to be renovated, so we're going to have fresh carpet,
I cannot,
fresh paint.
Oh, my God.
A fresh kitchen. Girl.
Do you know I'm about to cook like a real Sunday dinner? Like
I can't wait. My sister's coming down for Thanksgiving.
African-American dinner for Janelle. Ooh! Finally.
Give me them greens and mac and cheese.
Yeah, make some greens.
Give me the yams. I need
We need some collards. I need some mustard.
I don't really fuck with mustards, but I'll eat them, though.
Don't they have turnip them. Greens?
Yeah, I don't really like turnips either.
You want some collards?
I don't like the texture. I like collards.
I like all three of them.
Yeah, I mean, mix them up and I'm
you
there.
You mix
they,
them
I'm,
up.
I'm there.
You could also put some kale in your greens if you really
you can.
Want
okay,
to.
Okay, let's relax. Well, let's chill.
Maybe like a leaf or two of the kale.
A leaf. Literally a leaf. I hate the texture
then
of kale.
I'll chop it up.
Just chop it up.
No, I hate it too. It's like,
it's like hard or
like
something.
Barley.
But anyway,
we need
y'all.
To eat some quinoa.
The rice?
Yeah.
I thought it was called Kiona.
I told my dad to get some quinoa. And he was like, who is that? uncultured. You're ignorant.
Oh my God. I'm out here just trying to like not be ignorant and get more cultured. Because my uncle told me this when I was 9, that I was ignorant and uncultured. So here I am, uncle. I'm trying to get my shit together and learn some shit.
I'm hella cultured.
We went to a West Indian party last night. Lit. Very hot.
I've never been more hot in my life.
Why is it so hot? Like, listen, no, for real. Why did they put the air on?
We are tropical people.
But it was hot.
Listen.
I know they keep saying we are tropical people, but I just don't like the heat. I don't want to be cold either, though.
I would rather be hot than cold. If you imagine what's about to happen to us, okay. I would rather be living in this right now.
Yeah, because it's cold. Yeah, because the cold coming up. You got to protect your chest because you can get, you have to use Vicks at night.
Vicks Vapor Rub right here. Yeah, because you could get pneumonia. Bronchitis.
Girl, I had that there. I had bronchitis when I was little. Almost
gingivitis.
All the vituses.
Yeah. Itis.
Itis.
Not itis. Itis is your head.
So all the vituses.
Yeah.
Anyway. So yeah, that's all I really wanted to talk about. It's just like, I just want people to notice that I notice your hate.
I see you.
I see it. I see you, nigga. I'm gonna continue to prosper and pray and grind. And I just, people like that, I literally feel bad for them. Because they can fix their situation.
You can. You could do whatever you want change to your situation. Do. Honestly, you really
That's
can.
What I did. I complained for years and years and years about not doing shit and seeing other people flourish and prosper. I never hated on them.
Yeah, never.
I supported them, but I used to get mad at myself.
Yeah.
It would make me angry because I'm like, you still fucking in Arizona working at a call center. And I had to change my situation. Like,
for me, I always said, I will do whatever the fuck it is that I want to do.
Period.
You have to live your best life.
You do. You only get one. When you think about the fact that you only get one
you
life.
You get one life.
You need to live it how you want to live it and to the best of your ability. And that's on some real ass shit. And on that note, I really need one. I'm looking to purchase some marijuana, so we need to go.
Okay. Well, I don't even know what that means.
Yeah, you don't smoke, so. I want to smoke some weed, so we're going to have to go.
Okay, bye.
No. Well, wait. Damn. She's working.
Trying to live my best life.
No, but yeah, before we go, guys, special shout out again to Indie Creative Network blessing us with this lovely, comfy studio.
Honestly, I'm super comfortable.
I'm so comfortable in here all the time.
Is this a futon? Oh, yeah, I could tell. You got it from Target?
IKEA. Niggas love IKEA. Damn. They do.
You know, it's not even pronounced IKEA.
What is it?
I was on fucking Twitter.
Don't lie to me.
I swear to God. My mom got so mad.
What is it?
It's something different. I have to look at it. It's not pronounced that way.
IKEA, nigga. How else can it be? I'm getting pissed off right now.
No, it's pronounced different.
IKEA?
I think it's like IKEA or something.
IKEA? We're not doing that.
No, they were like in whatever country that these niggas is from. I don't mean to call them niggas. That was really ignorant.
You're ignorant.
You're ignorant. You're uncultured. No. How to pronounce IKEA? It's like IKEA. It's not IKEA.
It's like African shit or something?
No, it's not. Hell no. They're not that cultured. Okay. They don't have the pizzazz.
Because
it would be IKEA if it was
will.
If it was African, it would be IKEA. IKEA.
Yeah. With like a pasta.
Like, or those things. Like, right accent though. No, it's like from Norwegian or something.
Ugh, the white plane.
This is not a racist.
Oh, sorry, guys. Anyway, we're going to go follow us on Twitter and Instagram.
When people hear this, they're just like, ugh, white people.
Sorry, guys. Anyway, follow us on Twitter and all the time. Twitter and Instagram at Noir Wanderlust. Mm-hmm. Listen to us on iTunes, Shaded and Faded. The fucking podcast.
Just shade it.
Yeah, you can type that in.
It comes up immediately.
It's the first one. It has a red cup and a blunt. It literally, you could tell it's ours.
Honestly.
Subscribe, leave comments.
We need to just change the red cup to a 40 because.
Yeah, we could do that. Well, I did with the red cup. Sometimes we drink Henny. Like, I just haven't had Henny in a minute.
Or like champagne, but
yeah,
we put it in a red cup.
So the red cup works. Mm-hmm. But yeah, subscribe, you guys. Review, all that shit. We need it all.
We do. Brand new sauce.
And, what else? What else do we plug? Do we plug anything else? What usually happens at the end? We ain't got no sponsors yet, but one day, Hennessy, I'm coming for you. I'm out of here. I gotta use the bathroom. Y'all be blessed.
Oh, follow. You
I don't care about that. Just follow Instagram and Twitter, Noir Wanderlust.
Okay, bye.
Bye.